This is NPR.
Hello, everyone. Algerian authorities say two car bombs have gone off in the capital, killing at least 45 people. One bomb went off in an Algiers neighborhood where the United Nations has an office for refugees. The Associated Press quotes a UN spokesman who says 10 staff members were killed in the blast. Algeria suffered more than a decade of violence in the 1990s as Islamist fighters battled secular authorities for governmental control. That has subsided. But a bomb last April 11th near a police barracks killed 33 people. Other attempted bombings have occurred since then in Algeria. Colorado authorities have identified the gunman who shot and killed four people at a Christian youth organization and a church on Sunday. 24-year-old Matthew Murray shot two people to death at the Youth with a Mission office in Denver, or rather outside Denver. About 12 hours later, he apparently shot and killed two teenage sisters at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. He was then shot by security guard Jean Assam.
God was with me, and the whole time I was behind cover. This has got to be God because of the firepower that he had and versus what I had.
Although Assam shot Murray, police believe Murray then killed himself. Authorities say he had had one prior brush with the law. Murray got a traffic ticket earlier this year. The CIA director will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee today in a closed-door hearing to explain why videotapes of harsh interrogations were destroyed. Director Michael Hayden has insisted Congress was told about the tapes in 2003 and the plan to destroy them, but some lawmakers dispute this. The New York Times is reporting today CIA lawyers gave written approval for the tapes to be destroyed in 2005. It's believed hundreds of hours of interrogations were deleted. Policymakers for the Federal Reserve are meeting in Washington. They could act to lower short-term interest rates today. The central bank could decide to cut the key federal funds rate, and that's linked to a lot of other interest rates. Greg McBride is a senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com. He says not only would financial markets see some relief, so would a particular group of homeowners who could see their interest rates and their mortgage payments drop.
The biggest impact of another Fed interest rate cut comes to borrowers that have adjustable rate mortgages due for a reset in the next several months. A lot of borrowers have loans pegged to an index such as the one-year Treasury, which has dropped sharply since the Fed began cutting interest rates this summer.
Some analysts say the Fed could cut the rate by 0.25%. And Republican presidential contender Mike Huckabee is leading in several national polls. CNN has put the former Arkansas governor in the lead in Iowa, where the state's presidential caucuses will be held in a few weeks. CNN's national poll puts him in second place behind former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. A New York Times poll finds exactly the same thing. Huckabee is telling supporters to expect renewed political attacks on his record, including controversial statements about isolating AIDS patients and his record on pardoning prisoners. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Korva.